Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As we speak, by the way, This is going on right now. Astros owner Jim Crane is introducing Jose Abreu, according to a tweet here that I saw from the Dutchman. And Abreu is going to wear number 79. He put on his number 79 Astros jersey. Wow. There, if you're bothered by some of the imagery, this is not a Photoshop now. This is not
right. This is
graphics
not
department
taking liberties. He's actually in the jersey now and is now going to be an Astro, and I imagine will be a great citizen to the city of Houston.
Yep.
And really good inside that clubhouse and continue to hit. I think it's a ballpark that makes a lot of sense for him, that he's gonna do well. I'm surprised at the length of that deal and the amount of money.
But that's what teams do. They spend money. And, you know, maybe the back end of that contract's bad. I don't care. They don't care because flags fly forever. And the White Sox are spending – if you're going to spend $12 million on a D-bag who's your back of the rotation guy.
I don't think that Rick Hahn went like, hey, guys, we got to get a D-bag.
Well, they apparently –
I got $12 million. Dollars.
Yeah, we got to get a bag. We need a bag. We can give me a bag so we can sign a bag. And they fine, but now spend a lot more money on other players to fill out your roster.
But what if they do?
So many needs.
What if they do?
Go ahead. Awesome.
What if the Mike Clevinger signing was a harbinger of things to come? That the White Sox realize that they've got to. My whole thing with what Rick had to say about them being creative, I agree with that. Like, yeah. That's a good approach to it. But part of the creativity also has to be an expansion of the budget. That you've got to look at this as a maximizing of what you had already put in place. And quite honestly, they owe us. They owe White Sox fans. They owe, and they got to pay. Because the boondoggle that you went on for the last 2 years set the organization back. So if you do want to maximize whatever it is that you went about building, you owe. And you got to go. So I'm okay if that's what they want to do. They want to bring in Clevinger and they think that Ethan Katz might be able to do some magic with him like he's done with other pitchers.
That's fine. That's an upside play, but that's a lot of money for an upside play.
It is. It's a lot of money for an upside play, which I hope means that they're going to be active. And inside of the piece, and we'll talk with Russ about this at 1 o'clock, he talks about how, you know, my whole thing about teams telling you how close they are on players and whatnot, it's almost like Rick listens to the show. He was saying that it isn't good enough for them to just be at the table. They've got to make these guys sign.
He hears it everywhere. He hears it everywhere.
Well, and I'm glad at least that he's looking at it that way, but you can't just throw up your hands and punt. Like, you have to say, all right, we're in this thing. How in it are we? If you're in it to win it, then you got to go. You got to spend. And that's not to say that they can't do some of this stuff with trading their assets and being creative. But as we were talking during transition, I'm sitting there thinking, well, yeah, Wilson Contreras makes a lot of sense for the White Sox. And then Yaz plays first base for you. And Andrew Vaughn plays left field for you. I'm okay with that. That's an aggressive move. Although, the idea of the two biggest free agent signings being two catchers that aren't necessarily great receivers.
Yeah, I will... Andrew Vaughn's going to be the first baseman. That's period. I think that's over.
It's done?
I think this is all engineered to put Andrew Vaughn at first base.
Okay.
And I realized that more when I heard what James Feegan told us yesterday. When he says the organization believes that playing in the outfield hurt him offensively.
Okay.
Whether we think it or not, they think it. I think he is out of the outfield. I think he is your full-time first baseman and occasional DH as needed. I mean, I'm not discrediting your idea. I'm not saying it's not a creative outside the box thought, because having Grandal behind the plate doing some things
for 1 year, and then Andrew Vaughn can play first base. And you're switching him to the outfield position that's easiest.
Well, it hurts you less.
Right.
It hurts you a lot less, because if
and he has to do a lot less thinking.
If it goes over his head, it's a double.
That's it.
Instead of a triple.
Or an inside the park home run.
Or an inside the park home run. If he falls down and then Luis Robert's legs fall off and he has vertigo. I don't know, or he has a vitamin deficiency or something.
It's been so bizarre, man.
I know.
Why is Luis out? We don't know.
Well, we think he's not getting enough vitamins.
Why don't you give him vitamins?
We don't have any.
Supply chain short.
Can you go get them? I don't know.
Guys, there's a CVS right on Halston.
They were out of vitamins.
They didn't have any vitamins, at all.
No. Okay. It's a defense. Why can't he see the ball? Vitamins.
Then why don't you get vitamins?
Schmovid. What'd you say? Nothing.
We didn't say anything. Who's managing the team? We don't know that either. Is he ever coming back?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Dumbass team. Spend some money. Go win some games.
That's all we want.
Just go win a bunch of games, please.
We can't go to the CVS because we got Schmovid.
All they do is punish you for liking them.
Yes.
That's all they do. You White Sox fan? Yeah, here's a kick in the nuts. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Thank you.
White Sox. White Sox.
So White Sox.
No, it's all good. Russ Dorsey at 1 o'clock will tell us that everything's going to be fine. Because they know. Now the pressure's on. Now they got to prove it.
They do have to prove it, though,
Dad. They're not doing anything.
They sign. Let's see what happens. They sign Mike Clevenger.
New manager.
They got a new manager that couldn't pick his own coaching staff.
No, they're going to keep all the coaches because he doesn't get to hire anybody, because they've got people who need to stay.
Right. And this guy needs his guy, and this guy needs his guy, and this guy needs his guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's I am in a much more hopeful place than I thought I would be.
Yeah, you sure sounded.
Yeah, but I mean, consider the place that I was at in, I don't know, all of the season last year. This is a departure from my ordinary White Sox demeanor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.